Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. Coach, what's going on this morning?
Oh, we have some special teams meeting. I'm sorry I'm late, but I'm in charge of kickoff return.
All right. Well, Ron, I want you. You want you to do a lap or do some push-ups or something like that for us, Bobby.
I'd be glad to.
Do we need to come over there and synchronize the clocks in the football complex?
No, I just had a.
You're on wake-up zone time here, Coach.
I had something more important to do.
I can't imagine.
Bobby,
that.
I want to ask you kind of a wacky question, and
oh,
that
boy.
Is.
What else is new?
All right. Hey, listen, you've come to expect that from me. Have you had a chance to watch any of the Olympics? Watching a guy, you know, watching an achievement like Usain Bolt and Michael Phelps and, you know, just being a coach and understanding and appreciating the competitiveness in athletes. And have you had a chance to maybe appreciate those achievements?
Unfortunately, yes, because all the great things come on at about 10 o'clock, and I should be in the bed trying to get some rest, but I can't help it. I have to watch it. It's really wonderful to watch, and you see some amazing things in the swimming and Bolt. I've never seen anything like that. That was amazing.
How about the way Phelps, though, and I talked to Frank about this because he's the only one in this room who's been a professional athlete, if people don't know. But Bobby, as a coach who tries to get his players to focus, to stay in the moment, to take it play by play, could you appreciate the way Phelps did it, you know, race by race, heat by heat, you know, just the way he seemed so focused and in the moment?
Oh, it was remarkable, in my opinion. You know, anything could have gone wrong in any of those races, and he would have come in second or third, and, you know, but he was, like you say, focused on what he was doing and took care of his part. And when you take care of your part, you got a great chance of succeeding. So that's what we're preaching to our guys.
Bobby, I know the topic of who will be the starting quarterback has been one that we've kicked around, and other folks have as well. Is it important to make some sort of announcement and say this is our guy, or do you just kind of let it play itself out and then go into the opener and whoever gets the first snaps of the night, that's how it plays out?
Well, you know, we'll probably tell them. I don't know if we'll announce it. We'll probably announce it before the game for sure, or several days before the game. But right now we're getting great competition, and it's probably has not been decided because these guys are working hard and everybody wants to play. And I think when you get that kind of competition, your quarterback's going to, you know, concentrate, make the right reads in practice, and do the right things. And if you do the right things in practice, you're more likely to do them in the game. So I really like the situation we got right now.
It hasn't been a big secret that you're going to try to use DJ Moore some on offense. How much do you worry about wearing him down where you'll need him in the secondary?
Oh, a little bit, but DJ is in fantastic physical shape. You know, a lot of our guys here this summer working with Coach Sisk, and DJ was doing extra, and Coach Sisk works them hard. So he's in great shape, so I don't think it's going to be a huge problem. I don't think we'll let it get to that level. He's very important to our defense, so we've got to make sure we can keep people out of the end zone.
And, Bobby, has it been a little bit more of an advantage because you've had an off season to think about how you want to fit DJ into your offense and, you know, let him know what his role is going to be so you can prepare accordingly?
Sure. That is true. And also, you know, we wanted to do more things, just not be a predictable handoff on the rocket sweep, or, you know, maybe a pass off of it we tried one time. But, you know, we want to get him in the regular offense. And, you know, when he's out there, then he doesn't always have to be the center of attention. And then those other plays would be much more effective.
Brett Upson's been back in practice this week punting for you. That was a strange deal to try to figure out, his health ailment after, you know, he attended a Braves game a few weeks ago, got very sick, and has been unable to really take a part in a whole lot of practice just yet.
I'm blaming it on the Braves.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
It's probably their bullpen.
Yeah, exactly. I think he got sick of them. But it was kind of scary there for a while because you just don't know what's causing those problems. And, you know, they eliminated all the real bad things. And so we just tried to get him better symptom-wise. And he punted really well yesterday, so we're glad to have him back.
Bobby, as far as Miami, Ohio goes, how much have you kind of worked some things in practice, you know, already? But as far as specifics, but it looks like they're returning a lot of starters. They got some experience. Quarterback is Looks like to be a pretty good prospect as far as last year, a little average with the interception to touchdown ratio. But talk about them and just how you know your preparation for them.
Well, we have started preparing for them, and you know that is our focus now. And they've got a good team. They got a bunch of guys back. You know, it was a tough game for us last year down here, and their quarterback Radabaugh, you know, at that time was just taking over, you know, from a starter who got injured. So, yeah, I think he had the normal growing pains of a young quarterback who was taking over during midseason, and he got better and better as the year went on. So they're expecting big things out of him, and they're solid, just solid all the way across. They got three linebackers who are all three of them are on the Butkus watch list. So, you know, that's the kind of defense they got. So we've got our work cut out for us. You know, they're going to be chomping at the bit to try to bite into an SEC team. So, you know, we've got plenty of things to motivate us.
And, Bobby, correct me if I'm wrong, but they have a very strong kicking game, and I know that was one of your areas of emphasis in terms of kick coverage, you know, on kickoffs and punts. Do you feel better about your team in that area going into next week?
We put an awful lot of hard work into it. In fact, I was a little late this morning calling in because we were having a special teams meeting and we had a special team scrimmage yesterday. So we're trying to work on that. And their punter, I think, averaged about 45 yards last year. So he's a fantastic punter. So hopefully we can turn some of those yards, those extra yards, into our benefit instead of the other team. And, you know, that always helps you win.
I've had a lot of people ask me about the offensive line, you know, filling the shoes of five departed starters. But my response has typically been, well, I think I'm actually a little more concerned about the D-line with the lack of experience there. You only have really, I guess, three or four guys who played significant snaps. How is that unit coming along as you put together your defense for the opener?
Well, we feel good about them. You know, Broderick Stewart and Steven Stone, I think, are really solid at ends. They're playing extremely well. Broderick Stewart's pass rushing skills have really gotten better and better, so we expect some big plays by him. And inside, you know, I think with Greg Billinger stepping up and doing a much better job for us, and, you know, we'll work some other guys in there working with him, but depth has always been a problem on the defensive line. It probably always will, but, you know, we'll get some guys ready to play.
Hey, Bobby, we appreciate your time this morning, and we'll talk to you next week.
Enjoyed it, guys. All right. See you later.